foreign ministers from NATO's 19 member states have ended a meeting in the Hungarian capital, Budapest. They focused on the current crisis in Macedonia, as well as U.S. proposals to develop a missile defense system. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Budapest that NATO officials sought to play down any major divisions over missile defense.
U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell left the two-day summit last night encouraged, but perhaps not entirely satisfied. Powell had hoped to rally the allies in support of the Bush administration's missile defense plan. But in a joint communique, the NATO ministers refused to acknowledge the Bush administration's contention that the allies face a common missile threat. But State Department spokesman Richard Boucher said the administration was still pleased.
And I would say in general, we have everything we want at this stage. And you see that reflected in the communique, and that's the point we're at. We didn't come out here with a plan. We don't have a plan yet. So we didn't come out here with a plan for approval.
And during the two-day meeting, Secretary Powell said he wanted to open a dialogue with the allies about missile defense and to hear any objections.
I made it clear to them that this is a real consultation that President Bush launched on the 1st of May. We really want to hear back from our allies. We are an alliance. We believe in this alliance. And we're going to consult with our colleagues as we move forward. But at the same time, I made it clear to them that we know we have to move forward. We can see the threat is clear, and we have to deal with that threat.
But despite the allies' failure this week to agree on the nature of that threat, NATO Secretary General George Robertson insisted that there were no disputes during this week's meetings.
There was no row. There was no division. There was no falling out. 19 NATO countries are in the thinking process. And in that thinking process together, and doing so in a serious and business-like fashion.
Also high on the agenda during the two-day meeting was the continuing conflict in Macedonia. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana briefed NATO delegates on his efforts to preserve a fragile multi-ethnic political coalition in Skopje. Solana managed to persuade Macedonian leaders to maintain the coalition on Tuesday evening. Resolving the crisis in Macedonia has become a joint NATO-EU objective. Yesterday, NATO leaders held their first formal talks with the European Union on the matter. Swedish Foreign Minister Anna Lindh represented the EU. She said both NATO and the EU are pushing the main parties in Macedonia to address the grievances of Macedonia's ethnic Albanian minority.
We'll continue to support the coalition government also in the important and difficult work to quickly and rapidly implement the reforms that are needed for the Albanian minorities.
Secretary Powell echoed the statement. He also assured the allies that the U.S. will not make any unilateral troop withdrawal from the Balkans. Guy Raz, NPR News, Budapest.